Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The implementation of the joint plan of action agreed to between Iran and the P5+1 over Iran's nuclear program began on January 20th. The joint plan of action is concrete progress that the international community and Iran have made towards addressing concerns over Iran's nuclear program. The implementation began after the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, reported that Iran had taken the initial steps it committed to in November. As White House spokesperson Jay Carney said in a statement, those steps include Iran stopping the production of uranium enriched to 20%. Disabling the configuration of the centrifuge cascades Iran has been using to produce the 20% enriched uranium. Beginning to dilute its existing stockpile of 20% enriched uranium, and not installing additional centrifuges at its uranium enrichment plant at Natanz or its underground site at Fordo. These actions represent the first time in nearly a decade that Iran has verifiably enacted measures to halt progress on its nuclear program and roll it back in key respects, said Mr. Carney. Iran has also begun to provide the IAEA with increased transparency into the Iranian nuclear program through more frequent and intrusive inspections and the expanded provision of information to the IAEA. Taken together, these concrete actions represent an important step forward. In reciprocation for Iran's concrete actions, the United States and its P5+1 partners will implement the commitment they made to provide modest sanctions relief for Iran. The comprehensive architecture of the sanctions regime will, however, remain in place over the next 6 months. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki also hailed the measures taken by Iran and the P5+1 that marked the start of the implementation of the joint plan of action. These are significant steps in our efforts to achieve a diplomatic solution to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, she said in a statement. The coming negotiation to reach a comprehensive agreement that addresses all of the international community's concerns will be even more complex, and we go into it clear-eyed about the difficulties ahead. But today's events have made clear that we have an unprecedented opportunity to see if we can resolve this most pressing national security concern peacefully. That remains our goal, and that is our challenge ahead.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.